The province of Ontario in Canada is now under a four-week shutdown due to the rise of COVID-19 cases, and that includes the city of Windsor, just a mile from Detroit. Doug Schmidt, a reporter from the Windsor Star, recently wrote a piece titled "Bad News for Windsor as Neighbor Morphs into COVID-19 Hot Zone." Doug Schmidt, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by giving us some background about how Ontario's been doing during the arc of the pandemic?
We haven't been doing too well. Canada's had a hard time securing sufficient numbers and vaccines. So we're actually far, far behind what you guys are at. But we've been pretty good with, listening to the health authorities' advice and doing what they're sort of commanding us to do. As of midnight last night, we're in our third emergency lockdown, or it's now a stay-at-home order. So we kind of morphed from what was previously a lockdown. This is our third one. I mean, people are starting to get tired with all the lockdowns and shutdowns.
When we think about the last 3 months, what has been the approach in a place like Windsor? Can you tell us a little bit about what people have and have not been allowed to do?
Well, currently, as of, again, midnight last night, indoor dining is no longer permitted. Before, there was a limited indoor dining allowed, as long as you could safely distance. And there was outdoor patio dining. You know, any kind of organized sports, things like that are pretty much done.
When the provincial government uses words like lockdown versus stay-at-home order, could you explain the difference?
I wish I could. It's very confusing, and it's probably the main cause of frustration. For instance, if you're a non-essential business, you're to shut down. But say you're a Walmart or a Costco and you have an aisle dedicated to groceries, you can then open the entire shop, at least until now, in the previous two lockdowns. So that was causing a lot of consternation. The mom and pop, the small independent businesses, we're all having to shut down.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that it's been so hard to get vaccine doses in Canada. It's just kind of crazy that there are Pfizer pharmaceutical plants right here in Michigan cranking out doses, and they're not allowed to export to Canada. What's the scene like in Windsor for getting a vaccination dose? I mean, are you in a place right now where priority groups are able to schedule at all?
Well, as of yesterday or this morning, I think, there are no more openings until probably another week or so. Every time there's a shipment that comes in, they sort of open up another allotment of who gets what. But up until very recently, it's really our long-term care homes where we had the most deaths, the most infections. They've been largely covered now. But we're still only just targeting seniors. The broader population is still, they're hoping that we can reach some of that somewhere down the line. But we still have a lot of essential workers who are not able to get the vaccine, including people working in grocery stores, teachers, students. They're still all ineligible. It was a decade or more ago that Canada got rid of its last pharmaceutical company that manufactured its own vaccine. So we're beholden to the world. There's a Pfizer manufacturing plant just next door in Michigan for us, but it's not allowed to export to Canada.
About all those essential workers, there are thousands of doctors and nurses and commercial truckers who, as you say, are still going back and forth from Windsor to Detroit and have been this whole time. Have you heard anything about how their experiences of making the crossing has changed?
Well, our local health unit, and we do, like you said, we have thousands of nurses and healthcare workers who live on the Canadian side of the border but work largely in Detroit at the hospital networks there, the health networks. They're providing an essential service for Michiganders. Our health unit has advised those workers, though, that, go to America, do your work, get back home. Don't go shopping. Don't go, don't even pick up gas, groceries, things like that. Just head from your home and on the Canadian side, go to your workplace, get the work done with, hop in your car and scoot on back and, do your shopping here and on the Canadian side, that kind of thing. That's like the main, I think, sort of message that's gone out. Initially, in one of our first lockdowns, we had a number of these cross-border healthcare workers who were bringing back the virus or certainly got infected. But I don't think it's a huge factor anymore, but maybe it's because they're listening to the urgings of our local health authorities.
So you think people are heeding that advice and not stopping to buy stuff? It seems like it would be awfully tempting to, not grab some groceries or other things that might be cheaper on this side of the border.
Well, Canadians are an obedient bunch. When authorities say wear a face mask, they wear a face mask.
Right.
It's kind of like, it's pretty low level government intrusion in their lives, so they'll do it.
Yeah. When you said that businesses are supposed to be shut down right now, except for the essentials, I thought of Canada's manufacturing sector. Obviously, manufacturing is really important in Southwest Ontario. Can you tell us what's going on with those businesses right now that typically need access across Michigan and Ohio?
Well, just in the Windsor area, we have about, I think it's close to or more than 2,000 companies and businesses that are linked to the automotive sector and to sort of tech industries. So they're essential here. They're essential in Michigan. A lot of what they do is needed to keep the auto sector going. The problem they've had is that they're deemed essential workers. But there's sort of an odd definition on the border, whereas when you're an essential worker, you're considered a commuter. That's why the nurses and the health technicians and that, the ones who go day to day to work, they're fine. Some of these manufacturing operations, though, they have big contracts, but they only need to be over, like, cross the border periodically just to check on, installation and operation and things like that. But it's essential that they do this. The problem is because they can't prove that they're going back and forth constantly, they're being pulled over and told, you need to test, or worse, you need to quarantine. And we don't have a quarantine hotel here because non-essential travel is essentially banned for land crossings. So we have them at our airports. The closest airport that allows international flights is Toronto. So what happens is some of these folks who are returning to Canada are told, okay, you need to pack it, you need to drive up to Toronto, 3.5 hours drive away. You need to book yourself into one of these quarantine hotels for 3 days. You need to have negative tests. And when you get that negative test, you have to drive back home and quarantine for 14 days. It's onerous, it's expensive, it's not conducive to good business practices.
Yeah. Would you say that everything that's happened during this pandemic and the crimps on travel, and like you say, looking over the border and seeing what's happening here, what's all this doing to people's sense of relationship to the States?
I think it's different here in Windsor compared to elsewhere in Canada. We're the closest border city in Canada to the United States. We have so many relationships across the border here, family, work, cultural. Detroit literally is our backyard. And so we miss not being able to cross the border. There's a lot of things we're missing out on in our lives because the border's closed. Elsewhere, I don't know. People look at, there was just a disastrous response in the United States to the pandemic when the pandemic first hit hard. That seems to have changed dramatically recently, but it's not quite on a Brazil level. But It was there for a while. It was, why are you guys not doing enough or doing more? And I think Canadians, including locally, were quite content to see that border closed.
Have you been able to get a vaccination yourself yet?
I have. I'm an old person.
Has some
It was
benefits.
I was kind of fortunate. Our local area here is running a pilot program for the province of Ontario, which is the pharmacies, when they get supplies, are allowed to open up. And so it's just a matter of phoning. And if there's an opening, you go. And so I was encouraged to do so. And so I got mine at a local pharmacy.
We're glad to hear it, and we'll be glad to keep following your reporting through this. Doug Schmidt is a reporter with the Windsor Star in Windsor. Doug, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on the show, and stay safe.